On this particular eve of Sunday, the fourth Sunday in Lent, called Laetare Sunday from the introit of today's Mass, we celebrate the light of Christ. And the light of Christ is manifested in the joy of this particular Sunday, which is in the middle of Lent, in which, in a sense, introduces and begins the rest of the season of Lent, with next Sunday being Passion Sunday and Passiontide, as we now hurry without any stopping on the celebration of the great mysteries of our salvation. And so on this particular Sunday, when we also celebrate the feast of the great Saint Joseph, putative father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and most chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the patron of the universal church, the patron of a holy death, we also rejoice because of this. And so we see the blind man. Now, it was common among the Hebrews to think that if anyone was afflicted with anything, if he was lame or crippled or blind or deaf or mute, that it was a result of a sin that either he or his parents or someone in his family had committed. And our Lord Jesus Christ, who sometimes did say this as well, if you look throughout all of the Gospels, nevertheless said that this was not the case. And the apostles were very eager to condemn the man or his parents. Who sinned? This man or his parents? And our Lord said, neither. This blindness was brought about so that he might give glory to God. And of course, he is God. So that he might give glory to me, he might as well be saying. And all of this develops as the whole episode continues. Because by the miracle that he will bring about, the man will be able to see. And the miracle happens through the use of a sacramental. Of course, we use sacramentals all the time. The holy water, images and statues, rosaries and scapulars and medals, and many such things. Holy oil, blessed salt, so forth. In this case, the sacramental was none other than his own saliva. And of course, if he were walking the earth still, as he is no longer, since he is sitting on the right hand of the Father with the Holy Spirit, ruling over heaven and over all the universe, the eternal Son of God, even in his human body that has now resurrected and ascended into heaven, but if he were still here in his human body, a lot of people would be going to him and asking for him to use his saliva on them, whether they were blind or deaf or mute or crippled or in some other horrible illness. But he is not, and he has therefore left us the sacraments, in particular the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, which we have used recently on the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. And through this sacrament, through the holy oil that is blessed by his power and in his name, that in a sense takes the place of the saliva. And of course, it brings about two things. First of all, the spiritual enlivening of the person if they are in the state of sin. And of course, if they're conscious, they must go to confession beforehand. If they're unconscious, on their deathbed, or in a coma, then the sacrament of the sick also forgives sins. And sometimes the secondary effect of this sacrament is that it heals. Not always. It heals the soul first and then the body. In the case of this man, it healed his body, and it would bring about the healing of his soul as he begins to believe in Jesus Christ and confesses him to be the eternal Son of God. Do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is he? I don't know who he is. The one who is speaking to you is he. I am. And so he becomes a believer and follows Christ. But this was not enough proof for the Pharisees and scribes, who were full of pride. And so they refused to believe. And they tried to accuse both the blind man who could now see and our Lord who made him see on the Sabbath. He is not of God because he is healing on the Sabbath. But our Lord has said elsewhere in the scriptures, the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. He is God. He is the one who gave the commandment. He can dispense from the commandment. He can do away from that commandment if he so wishes. And so he does. And he does this often enough. Many times he has healed on the Sabbath, much to the consternation and scandalization of the close-minded Pharisees. And so the man is healed. And the Pharisees are totally set in disarray. His parents have testified. He has testified. The reality of the healing has testified. And yet they do not believe. And there are so many like that, even in our world and even in the church. So many who, though there is the true faith, and the teaching of Christ that has come down from the apostles, still do not believe. And so, on this day, when we rejoice that the man who was blind can now see, let us pray that we too, who are blind in so many ways, to the things of God, to the truths of the Spirit, to the truth of our soul, that we will be able to see. And then our Lord will heal us with his saving grace. As we celebrate these mysteries and on this Laetare Sunday, let us also celebrate the great joy of the feast of tomorrow, which will be celebrated on Monday because of the fact that it is Lent and no feast can replace or displace a Sunday of Lent. And we will celebrate it Monday morning with as much pomp and circumstance as we can. May St. Joseph, the just, the son of David, and the putative father of our Lord Jesus Christ, protect us and protect Holy Mother the Church from all the evil that is oppressing her. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.